Now, stay tuned for Vanishing Point, a series of new and unusual plays for radio. Tonight, Open Wide by Paul Millikan, starring Jeffrey Bowes, Don Allison, and Robin Craig, coming up next.
Tonight, something a little extra. First, check your head. Screwed on tightly? Good. Now, put on your headphones. Some of the wires disconnected, you say? You're only receiving me in the left ear? Perfect. Just what I intended. And now, you are experiencing the all around. Turn away, and I'll whisper to you in your right ear. Like this. You are listening to the miracle of Kunstkopf binaural. And what a way to go through the Vanishing Point.
So, you must be Mr. Mason.
Uh-huh.
Tim?
Yes.
I'm Dr. Zingle. This is Debbie, my assistant.
Hi.
Hi.
Relax, Tim. You look nervous.
This is Mr. Mason's first visit.
Yes.
You better make it a good one, then, eh?
Yes.
You remember I spoke to you about Mr. Mason, his wife, phone?
Oh, yes, I remember now. You're lucky to have a wife who cares about your dental health.
Yes.
Look, just try and relax if you can. I won't be starting for a few minutes yet.
Oh.
Did you fill out some forms for me, Tim?
Here they are.
Ah, good. Let's see. It says here you haven't been to the dentist in 12 years, Tim. How'd that happen?
Yeah, that's right. The last time we went, I was 15. After that, my mother couldn't force me to go anymore.
I see. You're a dentophobe.
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Well,
yeah.
That's perfectly understandable. You know, in the last few years, psychologists have found out quite a lot about dentophobia. It's a genuine condition. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
Now, what brings you here to me? Any particular problems?
No real problems. I guess I have a few cavities.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm here more for my daughter's sake. She has to start going soon, and, she's a bit apprehensive.
And your wife thought that you should be the one to set the child's mind at ease.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I see you've had a general anesthetic.
Yeah, I had my appendix out 3 years ago.
Any ill effects from the anesthetic?
No, just had a crazy dream while I was under, but...
And no heart problems?
No, well, not that I know of.
Good. Oh, and it says here that you want the nitrous oxide.
Yes, that's why I came to you. I heard about this gas. I thought, well, you know, if I have to go, I might as well enjoy it.
Yes, everyone likes nitrous.
Yeah.
So, look, I'll tell you what, Tim. Why don't I have Debbie hook you up?
Okay.
You might as well relax while I examine your teeth.
Yeah, sure. Might help.
Now, how much work would you like me to do today?
Just keep going till I tell you to stop, okay?
Just put your head back. That's it. Now, this fits over your nose. Comfortable?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Breathe through your nose. Deep breath. That's good. What's that
in his life? What's he at now? 45. I'll put him at 50 for now. Now you'll begin to feel a tingling sensation in your hands and feet.
Okay.
Just let yourself go.
Okay.
And can you relax?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing I'll do is count your teeth. Can you open up now? Open wide. Look at the mobile if you like. Do a little pinch. Let me know if you feel any discomfort. Okay. They're all there, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit of plaque and staining. You smoke, Tim?
Uh-huh.
and drink lots of tea.
Uh-huh.
Debbie, it looks like we have an occlusal on 12 and 14. Two surfaces on 21. Occlusal amalgam on 23. One surface on 8. And 15. And 11. Two on 18.
Occlusal?
Amalgam. You okay, Tim?
Uh-huh.
Encode it now for a minute.
Deep
breath.
Through
your
nose.
Relax now?
Well, I was until you started picking.
Did it hurt you?
No, but I was ready.
Ready?
Yeah, I was waiting for it to hurt.
I'm up to 65, maybe.
Oh.
Actually, your teeth are in pretty good shape, considering. If you could open again, I'll give you some freezing. Open wide. Wider.
Dentophobia is a genuine condition. Why, that freezing stays in a long time. I can hardly talk.
Dad,
what is it, Jenny?
I want Daddy to see.
Well, come just when I finish my coffee, okay, honey?
Okay.
And how was the famous gas?
It was great. But it didn't work. I could still feel everything he did.
With freezing and gas? You'd never make it as a woman, Tim.
Hey,
never.
Hey, hey. You know, I didn't know what he was doing. Once I was practically ripping the arms off the chair I was hanging on so tight, because I figured he was drilling right through this tooth up, right here, up here.
Oh, yeah.
And it turned out he was working on this one at the front. And that gas really flattens you out. I kept thinking that things were happening over and over again.
Like what?
Well, this guy on the radio, he said a particular line of news, and then the phone rang, and then he said it again. And then the sound of the drill, and a sensation of pain somewhere in my mouth. I tried to control what I was thinking, but I always lost track.
Well, is this stuff safe?
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be. I mean...
I'm
coming, honey.
I wanted to tell him to stop, but I figured I was there. I might as well just put up with it.
Don't tell Jenny any of this.
Are you kidding? I only went because of her. It's just stupid. I kept getting this feeling that I'd been there a long time or before or something. I don't know. I can't describe it. Felt great when he let you just lie there and take it in, though. Once you started up that drill, it got pretty dark in there.
Well, come and show Jenny your filling.
Yeah, some air would do me good. Okay, I'm watching.
See?
Hey, that's great, Jenny.
Very good, dear.
Now, what's that?
No, you better do that sitting down, Jenny.
I've been
Jenny. No, Jenny, don't stand on the swing. You'll fall.
Jenny!
Oh, my God.
Any history of other falls?
What? Oh, no. No, not like this.
No. Has she been unconscious since the fall?
No, she was awake and crying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that her arm was broken, so I just wrapped her in a blanket and I got her here as soon as I could.
Right.
She passed out in the car.
And the fall was not caused by a loss of consciousness?
No.
Was she rational while conscious?
She's a 5-year-old girl who had just broken her arm.
Yeah, of course. Mm. Well, in children of this age, falls can be serious. She seems to have taken most of the impact on her lower jaw. The broken arm here is probably good. That lessens the blow to the head. But I can't see why she's lapsed into a coma.
Why not?
Well, children of this age have falls all the time. Quite often a concussion results. But usually the effects last only 10 to 30 minutes. And quite frankly, that's most unusual. We'll have to keep her here.
Keep her?
Even if she were to regain consciousness now, we'd have to watch her at least overnight. Let's go.
Well, hey, I mean, what do? We just go?
Yes, you just go on home. We'll call you if there are any developments.
How do you feel, Miss Mason?
Okay.
And how's family?
My daughter broke her arm.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Open, please. Raise and wide. That's it.
Oh, Mrs. Patterson's on.
Yeah, sure. God, how much longer are we going to have to sit here? Day after day, no change, nothing.
The doctor said we just have to wait.
Yeah, I know, and I've been waiting. But she's got to start making some sign of recovery or coming to or something.
Tim, she'll be all right.
Yeah. God, if only I hadn't gone to that dentist, maybe this wouldn't have happened. I only went for her.
I thought we should read to her.
What?
The doctor said it might bring her around.
You think she can hear us?
That's what he said. She might not be able to recover on her own. She might be uncertain about where she is. If our voices could reach her, it might make her feel that she should wake up.
Did she bring a book?
One fish, two fish. It's her favorite.
Yeah. Here, I'll read it. Jenny? Jenny? I got one fish, two fish. You ready? One fish, two fish. Red fish, blue fish. Black fish, blue fish. Old fish, new fish. This one has a little star. This one has a little car. Say, what a lot of fish there are.
No, it's just a gap.
Well, enjoy it while you can. I'm almost finished here. Now, open wide. Look at the mobile up here. Two little fish. They'll help you relax.
Maybe I'll need that bigger revolver to turn.
How big?
Biggest one you've got.
Look, Doctor, please, try and understand. My wife and I are doing the very best we can under the circumstances. I mean, our daughter has been lying here in some kind of coma for weeks now, and we still...
I'm sorry, Mr. Mason, Mrs. Mason, but I'm only a doctor.
What do you... Look, we are trying to live a normal daily life here. We go to work, we shop, we go to the dentist, but we can't handle this situation because we don't know what the situation is. Now, isn't there anything...
Anything you can help. I'm sorry, but I don't know. Same drive every day, back and forth to Rotten Hospital. I'll be glad when this is all over.
It's been months, Tim, and it might be years before it's over.
Hey, what kind of talk is that? Poor kid's lying there. You got her written off already?
But it changes things so much.
What? What?
Well, things change. Take Jenny out of our lives and everything's different.
What do you mean?
Tim, ah! Watch out! Oh, God, I thought that was it. Something more, you know. I can feel it coming.
We'll get through this. Come on. You just wait and see. Well, here we are. God, I hate this parking lot.
And how are we today, Tim?
I'm confused.
You too, tense. I'd relax.
No, no, but I know the worst is yet to come.
The worst?
Well, I don't understand what happens when I'm on this gas. I'm afraid of what might happen next.
Have we gone far
enough? No, it's not the procedure. It's his fear. Should we try a tooth with no gas?
No, please. No, no.
I thought not. Don't worry. I won't hurt you. Now, open wide. That's it. You remember the sound.
I'll just take this off the nose. There. There.
And you're not Debbie.
No, I'm Jeff.
So it can't be. Oh, sorry. You're not Debbie.
That's how Debbie you were thinking about
it. Well, no, I'm not really about her, really. It's just I've got this little theory about the nitrous gas.
Everybody loves nitrous.
Yeah, I get this strange sensation that everything that happens while I'm in the chair has happened before. You know, it's like I'm in a kind of spiral.
Well,
and
some people just lie there and laugh.
Yeah, well, must be just me. Since I've been coming here, my life's been a mess. You're not Debbie, and both these fish are green.
I don't understand.
It must be the gas. Maybe I should try a session without it.
Don't worry about it. Everyone's listening. There was a man in here yesterday who started calling out in the middle of a filling. He starts calling. Okay, you go ahead. So the doctor stops and asks him what he wants. And he says that his son asked him if he could use the washroom.
And he hadn't?
No. The kid had gone home with his mother but an hour before.
But I'm sure I had it all figured out.
Maybe next time. Do you know when you come back?
Yeah, a week from Thursday.
Good. Debbie should be back by then.
She's in North Carolina, right?
Did she tell you?
I don't know. I better go clear my head.
Bye.
Hi.
I'm home. Donna? You upstairs? Donna, I'm home.
She's not dead.
Right. Who found your wife?
I did, but...
What did you do with the gun?
Look, I didn't shoot her. I just found her there.
Do you own the gun?
No, of course
you
not.
Do you know of anyone who'd want to kill your wife for any reason?
No. Why would anyone want to do this?
Well, that's something we ask ourselves every day on this show.
Well, thanks for your help.
I hope things work out.
Ah, doctor, before I go... the bullet entered the head here, and by the angle of entry and so on, I'd say she was lying down at the time, most probably asleep. She may not have any sense of the need to wake up. Very tricky. Thank you. Mr. Mason.
Hmm.
You don't need to go anywhere but to your home, do you?
No.
Good. I'd advise you to stay here as long as you can. Your place will be full of nosy cops for the next little while. I'd sit tight for a bit if I were you. Good night.
But I didn't do anything. Oh, doctor, tell me. She hasn't been shot, has she?
Not unless someone pushed that bullet into your wife's head with his fingers. You must realize, Mr. Mason, that I can't say now what your wife's condition is. All I know is that she has a bullet in the head. Until that bullet is removed, I know nothing more. Now, unless you have someone with you who can go in and fish that bullet out, because I don't have anyone here who can do it, and a call for someone has gone out, believe me, you'll have to do what I say and wait and see.
Wait and see? Wait and see? Is that all you doctors can say?
We've said all we can for now. Now, I can appreciate your concern. Would you like a sedative or something to calm your nerves?
Calm my nerves?
Nerves?
That's what I take at the dentist. He tells me it'll only take a minute, but this looks as if it's going to take a lifetime. I was happy. Don't you understand? I was happy. I had a home and a family.
Mr. Mason, if I could help you, I would, but there are certain things we can't predict. I can't tell you when your wife might be well again any more than I can tell you tomorrow's weather. It's unpredictable.
Love the influence. Chance of rain. Yeah.
That's it.
I beg your pardon?
That's tomorrow's weather forecast. I heard it on the radio at the dentist.
I don't know what you mean.
I heard it over and over and over. And I heard the phones and the news and the drill and the suctions and all the hissing and the gas and Mrs. Patterson's and North Carolina and cloudy and cool with a chance of rain in the afternoon. Don't you understand? All of this will spin away back to whatever pit in my brain it came from. And Donna won't be here, and Jenny won't be in that other room, and I won't be here, and it's true, isn't it? I'm still at the dentist. Dr. Zengel. Dr. Zengel, let me out. I've had enough.
Miss Mason?
I'm just finishing, Tim. There won't be any more drilling.
You're breathing pure oxygen now. Take a few deep breaths.
There. I'll just polish this filling a bit. There. Not bad.
Finished?
Yes. Go ahead and smile. There'll be some debris in your mouth, Tim. I did a lot of work in there today. Maybe I'll rinse you out.
Open. Open.
How long have I been here?
All afternoon.
How many times have I been here?
Once? Why?
And you haven't been to North Carolina?
I'm going next month.
And what about Mrs. Patterson?
She's coming in tomorrow. You heard us talking about these things while you were in.
Oh, thank God.
Is everything all right?
It all makes sense now. A concussion. Bullet in the brain.
Pardon?
Oh, but it was so bad. So bad, I thought it must be real.
I'm sorry I left you under so long, but I wanted to do all of them today. You see, you wouldn't relax.
But didn't you know that I was in agony? God, no wonder people are afraid to go to the dentist. You get us in here and you just barge ahead and you do whatever you feel like with no consideration
now,
for
Mr.
what
Mason,
makes you...
Please, before you go getting all worked up, let me remind you that you asked me to do as much as possible today. And when your wife called to make the appointment, she also wanted me to do all that was necessary in one session. She knew you wouldn't come back. I can see now why. Now, if it was unpleasant for you, I apologize, but don't blame dentistry.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was a bad experience. I can't explain.
Yeah, you better get that, Debbie.
It's probably Mrs. Patterson.
How many times did she phone?
More than once.
Oh, no, he's too fine.
But tell me the truth now. Did you experience any pain in your teeth?
No.
Yes.
And that's the worst part. There was no pain in my mouth at all. But all this other stuff in my mind. I guess it's because I was afraid it would hurt.
No, he came through it with flying colors.
I feel so foolish about it.
Right here. If you'd like to talk to him.
Simple trip to the dentist, but I don't think I've ever been that frightened in my life.
Okay, I'll tell him. Bye.
Well, nitrous oxide can do strange things. And if you do come back, I'd suggest to try to do it on it.
Yeah, probably you're right.
That was Mrs. Mason on the phone.
Oh, boy, will I be happy to see her.
Just remember, your teeth are fixed now, so take good care of them.
Okay.
That way, it's all been worth it.
It's worth it just to get out of here. No offense, but my real relief is waiting for me at home.
Yes, your wife said to hurry home.
Don't worry, I will.
She says your daughter wants to show you a trick she can do on the swing.
Something to sink your teeth into. You have a good bite. You've made quite an impression. Here, keep the cast. Yes, that's what it looks like inside. Never knew there would be such a gaping cavity, did you? The Vanishing Point.
Open Wide by Paul Millikan. Featured in the cast were Jeffrey Bowes as Tim, Dawn Allison as Dr. Zengel, and Robin Craig as Donna, with Diana Reese as Debbie and Jill. Peter Jobin as the Doctor, Marcia Moreau as Jenny, and Brenda Webb and Bob Naismith in a variety of roles. Casting consultant was Beth Russell. Recording engineer was John McCarthy, with sound effects by Stephanie McKenna, assisted by Jerry Fielding. And the production assistant was Peggy Este. Original music was by Roberto Acipinti. Series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. The producer wishes to thank Tom Lopez of ZBS Media for his invaluable technical assistance on this Kunstkopf binaural recording, and Deanna Ghetto and Paul Millikan for their equally invaluable assistance in providing locations for the sound recording. Open Wide was produced and directed in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. I'm Lorna Jackson, wishing you good night.